Officials around the country are being asked to investigate the use of a composite cladding, which is increasingly likely to have contributed to the horror fire at London's Grenfell Towers. Minister for Building and Construction, Nick Smith, is with me. Minister, good evening to you, sir.
Oh, good evening.
So you don't think these systems are prevalent in this country?
No, that's the advice I've had. I had a report last June from officials after a similar fire in Melbourne and Dubai. Now, thankfully, there was nothing like the loss of life that occurred at the Grenfell Tower, but the common feature was that the outside cladding was flammable and contributed to the fire spreading very quickly. That report recommended that we get ahead of the play in New Zealand and ban the use of those products in high-rise residential buildings.
Right, that's then...
We did that on the 1st of January this year.
Okay, they're banned now, but what about some of these buildings that were built before this year?
And that's the question that I have raised with councils. I've got my ministry liaising with particularly the major metro councils. There's been a huge amount of new building construction in Christchurch, obviously just the scale of Auckland. The advice I received then was that it was unlikely. The advice that has subsequently come through is that the product is not extensively used in New Zealand. And there is also a very important differential. Some of the aluminium composite panel products are fire resistant and some are not. It's material as to which of those has been used as to whether there is any unacceptable level of risk in New Zealand buildings.
Right, Minister, I spoke to Josh Rawlinson, building surveyor for Prendos New Zealand the other day, and here he is talking about some council paperwork that won't properly specify exactly what the cladding is and therefore whether it would meet fire standards. The cladding might have to be physically tested. This is what he's saying.
Basically, if you obtain the test data or the certificates, if it's an appraised product in New Zealand or a code-marked product, it potentially has information behind it to support its compliance or tell you what they've tested to and how it's performed. The issue is if you can't obtain that documentation, then you're basically not able to ascertain as to how it stacks up unless you go and test it.
So, Minister, the consent might specify ACP, that it's fire resistant, but it might not be because there might be substitution there, Minister.
You've always got some level of risk. The ones that worry me the most are those that are high-rise structures used for residential purposes, and that is where I've asked the councils to undertake and prioritise their checks. We need to be plain that for low-rise buildings, the advice that I'm receiving from fire engineers is that this product is not a substantive concern. We have many cladding products, including things like weatherboards, in low-rise buildings that have some degree of combustibility. And so if we do come across high-rise residential buildings where there is this cladding and there isn't 100% surety as to whether it is the combustible or not form of it, then we'd need to take the extra step that your recording indicated.
Right, so the audit would have to include an independently tested sequence here, wouldn't it?
Well, let's cross that bridge when we come to it. The reason I say that is the preliminary advice I've had from the ministry is that this product is not widespread in New Zealand, that it generally has not been used for high-rise structures.
Maybe
a bit of an academic question.
Well, it may be, but some experts are also saying that it is common in this country.
Well, it certainly is a product that is used, for instance, for signage, in relatively limited circumstances. Actually, New Zealand does not have that many high-rise structures, and that is the place that causes the greatest risk.
All right, Minister. Thank you for coming on the program. Good to talk to you. Appreciate it. That is the Minister, Nick Smith. It is now 5:24.
See Ed Sheeran from your own box with Air New Zealand and News Talk ZB. Call now 0800 80 1080 to win.